You know, it's about time that Apple, in my opinion, got back to the Mac. I don't know about you, but for the past 11 or 12 years, it's been nothing but iPhone and iPad. And I know that kind of sounds like I'm being a selfish brat, because on one hand, I love the iPad and I love the iPhone, but I kind of felt that my Mac was getting ignored. We had the, you know, the Leopard, then, of course, the Snow Leopard, which was the underhood improvements. But we wanted those magic moments when you go, oh my god, new operating system's coming. Wow. Well, anyway, they've done it. Apple yesterday announced the OS X Lion. It's coming next year in 11, and it's going to have some pretty damn cool features. Partly, it's going to have an app store, just like on your iPhone and your iPod Touch and your iPad, where you'll be able to go buy, download, uninstall, all that kind of stuff. So for developers out there who are already developing for the Mac, this is going to make absolute sense. And for those people who still find installing apps, you know, dragging that app to the app folder, a little hard, it's going to be a lot easier, because I'm pretty sure you've got an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod Touch, and you will be able to install it. So, yeah, very interesting. Now, they filled the rest with relative fluff. I mean, they're talking a thing about mission control, which is a way of looking at all your apps, you know, in a tile. Picture like a whole bunch of post-it notes sitting on a desk. And that's pretty much the way it'll be for the Mac. And of course, they then started talking about full screen apps. Now, full screen apps have been out for quite some time. If you load Pages, you can go full screen, and other ones can go full screen as well. And the browsers have supported full screen forever, basically. So I really don't understand the key benefit of this, yeah, being brutally honest. These are the usual teasers that Apple does. Now, come next year, they'll start to announce some more. But I think the major achievement here is, of course, is the App Store. It's always been too hard to install applications for the average person, and now, like people who have downloaded and installed hundreds and hundreds of apps on the iPad and the iPod Touch, they are doing it, or they will do it, with this. Now, they also released a new MacBook Air, and this is targeted at a unique kind of person, the one that want to spend $1,000 to get a machine that is essentially a netbook. They're only going to come with SSD hard drives, which is basically, think of it as a really big USB stick sitting inside the where the hard drive would be. Now, the really cool thing with the SSD is that it's really mind-blowingly fast when you're reading the data. To have an idea of how fast it is, there's a little test you can do. Load Safari, you know, load it normally, then close it by holding down Command Q, and then without doing anything else, load Safari again, and it'll just go, and it'll pop up, and that's the way apps just load on this. Reason being is with SSD, there's no seek time. I'm geeking out here a little bit, but basically a hard drive is like a glorified record player. It's got a read and write over a disk, and the disk spins. But with SSD, there is no disk. It's just all just RAM, so it'll load, and that's pretty cool. So you'll be able to get the units at 64 gigabytes going up to 256. They're still very pricey, but you can clearly say that it has, you know, that's the way of the future as far as storage goes. Kind of hard to get excited about storage, being brutally honest, but I think the day you drop your notebook and it's got an SSD inside it, you realize that you haven't scratched the hard drive, because there is no hard drive inside it. Now, Apple also released the FaceTime for the Mac, so you can actually use the Mac to talk to people on FaceTime. Now, again, it doesn't work over 3G, so I really don't see the big plus here. I still haven't been that person where, you know, I've received a call and I've seen Aaron walking along. I get videos, but it's not live. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to. So hopefully next year they'll release the FaceTime for 3G. So that was the big wrap-up. I'm going to watch the keynote tonight, and once again I'll see Steve Jobs strutting his stuff, and I'll feel really, really good that I own a Mac. I'm loving the fact that Lion's coming, but hopefully there'll be some more under-the-hood advancements. So, high, Mum, and it's been a while, but, yeah, I'm back on audiobook.